Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Karama Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Kala Amore Sansare Tamabina Te Dayalu Jagata Sansare Patita pavana hetu tava avatara
Patita pavana
hetu tava avatara Mausama patita prabhu Napae beara Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Shri Nivasa
Thank you. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai
Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai
Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Gaura
Bhakta Vrinda.
Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya
Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Mitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Sukhadamayam Dhatati Swakadam Kisam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschata Dishitarni Pancha Kalpa Tripascha Kripa Sindhi Vivacha Patitan Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaurava Pravinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Which verse is that?
282.
280 what?
282.
282. Tell what?
289.
So we're continuing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita reading. Madhya Lila, chapter 20, entitled The Lord Instructs Sanatan Goswami, text 282 to 289. Okay. So we'll, everybody can read together first three verses. 282. Samasta Brahmanda Ganaya Inho Antargami Karanabda Shari Sahatagate Swami. 282. Translation. Mahavishnu is the super soul of all the universes. Lying on the causal ocean, he is the master of all material worlds. 283. Aita kahilam pratana purushya katha vidya purushya krishna. Translation, I have thus explained the truth of the first personality of Godhead, Mahavishnu. I shall now explain the glories of the second personality of Godhead. 284.
Se purushananda bhakti brahmanda shriya ekaya bhute adoshita brahmurtima.
After creating the total number of universes, which are unlimited, the Mahavishnu expanded himself into unlimited forms and entered into each of them. 285.
Pravesha kariya vesha amata
When Mahavishnu entered each of the limitless universes, he saw that there was darkness all around and that there was no place to stay. He therefore began to consider the situation. 286.
Nijanga Sejana Venamandayova Shalom Sejana Sejeshadaya Sharanakalivarana.
With the perspiration produced from his own body, the Lord filled half the universe with water. He then lay down on that water on the bed of Lord Shesha. 387.
Dhananadi Padmahaitya Uthigadati Padma
A lotus flower then sprouted from the lotus navel of that Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. That lotus flower became Lord Brahma's birthplace. 388.
The translation, in the stem of that lotus flower, the 14 worlds were generated. Then he became Lord Brahma and created the entire universe. All right, text 289, can do responsibly. Vishnu Rupa Haya Kare Jagata Palani.
Vishnu Rupa Haya Kare Jagata Palani.
Vishnu Rupa Haya Kare Jagata Palana.
Vishnu Rupa Haya Kare Jagata Palani.
Gunatita Vishnu Sparshanahi Maya Sane.
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 Vishnu Rupa Haya Kale Jagata Palani.
Vishnu Rupa Haya Kale Jagata Palani.
Gunatita Vishnu Sparshanahi Maya Sane.
Gunatita Vishnu Sparshanahi Maya Sane. Translation, this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form of Vishnu maintains the entire material world. Since he is always beyond the material qualities, the material nature cannot touch him. The influence of the material energy cannot touch Lord Vishnu. The influence of the material energy cannot touch Lord Vishnu as she touches Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Therefore, it is said that Lord Vishnu is transcendental to the material qualities. The incarnations of the material qualities, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, are under the jurisdiction of the external energy. Lord Vishnu, however, is different. In the mantras of the Rig Veda, it is said, Om Tad Vishnu Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam, Rig Veda Samhita 1:22-20. The words Paramam Padam indicate that he is transcendental to the material qualities. Because Lord Vishnu is not within the jurisdiction of the material qualities, he is always superior to the living entities who are controlled by material energy. This is one of the differences between the Supreme Lord and the living entities. Lord Brahma is a very powerful living entity, and Lord Shiva is even more powerful. Therefore, Lord Shiva is not accepted as a living entity, but at the same time, he is not considered to be on the level of Lord Vishnu. So, here reading, continuing reading the teachings, Lord Chaitanya is teaching Sanatan Goswami, whole science of Krishna consciousness. And this is including the Purushas, the three Purusha avatars. These are some of the different types of avatars. One is called Purusha avatar. Also here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about the guna avatars. The guna avatars are the qualities, material qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance, and the predominating deities. Of course, there's a very instructive story that one time some sages were discussing who was the greatest of the three guna avatars, and Bhrigu Muni was deputed to find out who was the best of the three. So probably most of you all know the story, but it's very instructive. He first went to Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma, when he approached him, because Bhrigu Muni was the son of Lord Brahma, and this Bhrigu Muni, he didn't offer any type of respect or anything. He just came and said, hey, everything is going on. And Lord Brahma became very upset. He said, you're not giving me any respect. So sometimes you see that someone in a superior position, he wants to have some respect. This is one of the weeds of devotional service. Devotees are not expecting. What is that? Amanina manadina. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's formula for success in chanting Harinam, chanting Hare Krishna. That amanina manadina kirtaniya sadhara trinadapi sunityena. That one should be more humble than a blade of grass. Tararapi Sahishnuna, more tolerant than a tree, and ready to offer all respects to others, not expecting any respect for himself. Amani Namanadina. So Lord Brahma, he became upset because he's touched by that mode of passion, you know? So he went on to next to his brother, Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, when he saw Bhrigu Muni, he came very happy. Oh, my brother has come. He went to embrace Bhrigu Muni, and Bhrigu Muni said, oh, please don't touch me. Bhrigu Muni was a Brahmin. Brahmins are supposed to be situated in the mode of goodness, which is exemplified by their cleanliness. Cleanliness is one of the most important qualities we had aphorism when we were joined. We remember that the cleanliness is next to godliness. And I think there was another one that said, well, you can even attain the state of bhava by summit cleanliness, like that we used to hear. So cleanliness, there was one devotee. Who was it? Was it Raghava Pandit? Not Raghava Pandit. You know, he was carrying, his servant was carrying the coconuts, and he touched the entrance to the doorway, and then he touched the coconuts that were to be offered. Was it Raghava?
I think it was Raghava.
Huh?
I think it was Raghava.
You think it was Raghava Pandit? Yeah. Okay. Maybe it was Raghava Pandit. So the servant was carrying the coconuts, and the servant touched the doorway, the toward the frame of the door, whatever they had, they didn't have a frame, but they touched above the door, and then they touched the coconuts. And Raghava Sambandha said, no, whoever it was, said, devotee, said, no, I can't offer these now. You've touched this and then touched the coconuts. The dust is coming up from the people's feet and going up there, and then you're touching the coconuts. So this is the how sometimes cleanliness is very important. The deities should be very clean. The temple should be. This is the, what is the verse is there? Mandir Marjanadiji, the Gurvastakam. That cleanliness, we have to clean the temple. That is, the spiritual master is showing how to clean the temple. So the devotees, they're assisting their spiritual master, keeping the temple clean. Ambarish Maharaj is described. Tan Mandira Marjanadishi. So anyway, Bhrigu Muni, he came to before Lord Shiva, and Shiva was going to embrace him, and Bhrigu Muni said, no, please don't touch me. You're always covered with these ashes and all these things, and sitting in the crematorium. So Lord Shiva, when he heard that his brother wouldn't let him touch him, even embrace him, he became very angry. He grabbed his trident, and Parvati said, no, wait a minute, he's your brother, leave him alone. So in this way, Shiva is touched by that mode of ignorance, and he went to Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu was lying on the bed of Shesha, just like here we're reading that from the perspiration produced from his own body, the Lord filled half the universe with water. He then lay down on the water in the bed of Lord Shesha. So in this way, Lord was lying on the bed of Shesha, Shesha Shai Vishnu, and Lakshmiji was massaging his feet, lotus feet, and Bhrigu Muni touched his foot against on the chest of Lord Vishnu, kicked him, whatever. And Lord Vishnu said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you when you first came. I made a big offense for not greeting you properly. So this way, Bhrigu Muni could understand that Lord Vishnu, even though he had kicked him, first was offense by his mind, and then by his words, and now his body, which is progressively more severe. And still, Vishnu was tolerant. So therefore, Bhrigu Muni concluded that this Lord Vishnu, he's the supreme of these Asangoyam Purusha. Here is described that the influence of the material energy cannot touch Lord Vishnu as she touches Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. That is the Vedic aphorism, Asangoyam Purusha, that the spirit soul, actually all living entities, we're not we're transcendental to the material nature, but because we're infinitesimal, some type of influence is there due to our. So this is this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he's the lying within the universal shell. He's described in the fifth chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's described actually from the Mangalacharan, the first, 14 verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, this Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami offers his obeisances to his worshipful deities. One of the first few are Lord Chaitanya. Then he goes on to offer his obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the first expansion of Krishna. Krishna first expands himself as Balaram. And this Balaram, it says, that Mahapurusha, Karanadakshaya Vishnu, is renowned as the plenary part of him who is Lord Nityananda Balaram, the favorite associate of Lord Chaitanya. So in the fifth chapter we're reading, this is the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami repeats the 10th verse of the first chapter. He says, I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu sprouts the lotus that is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. And he goes on, after creating millions of universes, the first Purusha entered into each of them in a separate form as Sri Garbhodakshaya. Entering the universe, he found only darkness with no place in which to reside. Thus he began to consider. Same thing is practically repeated. Someone has some insight in this, why we have Back to Godhead slogan is there, Krishna Surya Sama Mahaya Andhakar. Right? Krishna is the sun, and the ignorance is darkness. So the darkness was there before he entered. So he began to consider. Then he created water from the perspiration of his own body. The same thing is repeated more or less. So this Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying his worshipable deity Nityananda Prabhu. He is following in the line of Nityananda Prabhu, instructed him to go to Vrindavan where he would achieve all things. So he's glorifying Nityananda as he's the source. Nityananda Prabhu is the first expansion of Krishna. And from this Nityananda Prabhu, or Balaram, comes the first, the Mahasankarshan, who is the source of the quadruple expansions. And also from Balaram comes this Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu comes Kiradakshaya Vishnu, and then Shesha, who is the Lord, is residing on this body of Shesha, and Shesha is also the incarnation of the service of the Lord. Ekale Ishvar Krishna Arasabha Pritya, even the different expansions or the forms of the Lord, they all serve Krishna. This is the nature of the living entity, all living entities, even up to the Vishnu Tattvas. They're all engaged in the service of Lord Krishna. Krishna alone is the supreme. Of course, these different expansions, they're non-different from him, but still, they set nice example for us that we, given this, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally came to show us that the devotional service is the highest platform. So these different expansions, these five different expansions are described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami: Mahasankarshan, Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kiradakshaya Vishnu, and Shesha. These are the source of all material and spiritual manifestations, and they are Advaitam, Achutam, Anadim, Anantarupam, part of the unlimited expansions of the Lord. This is described in the purport also, that this one of the differences between the living Supreme Lord and the living entities. The Supreme Lord is the controller of Maya, and the living entities are controlled by Maya. the verses there also, Krishna Das Kaviraj says, Maya Disha Maya Vasa, Ishvara Jivi Veda. This is also Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's a very nice purport, very unique purport where in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes like maybe over 100, 200 Vedic evidences about the difference between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. It's called Prabhu Dasabed, the difference between the Supreme Lord and the living entities. So their differences are there. Of course, the Mayavadis, they say everything is one. And even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Bhayam Dutiya Abhiniveshitasyat, that when we see there's two, this is the source of fear, Bhayam. Bhayam Dutiya Abhiniveshitasyat. That Ishada Peshtasya Viparyashmuti, that the living entity becomes illusioned when he sees that there is two. So how we're seeing that there's one or there's two, but this, the verse of the Bhagavatam verse of Bhayam Adutiya Abhiniveshitasyat means that Ishad Apetasya, to see something is different from outside of Krishna. That one should see everything in relationship with Krishna. And that way we see everything is one. This way we have some kind of oneness and conception of our Krishna consciousness. We do, it is a Vedanti Tat Tat Vedas Tatvam Yad Jnanam Advayam. Jnanam Advayam means the Supreme Lord. He is the source of everything. Janmadyasya yata. Everything comes from him. So everything is in sense one. So the devotees, they respect. This way, by that understanding, he can actually come to that platform, amani namanadina, that he can respect everyone. Because he sees that every living entity is the abode, the Supreme Lord lives within every living entity's heart. And this way, he sees everything in relationship with Krishna, and sees everything. So we have oneness and two-ness, and now we have also today, we have three-ness. Today is Akshaya Tritiya. Tritiya is refers to the third day of the moon, waxing moon. Very auspicious day, Akshaya Tritiya, one of the most auspicious days. It's also even mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this day of Akshaya Tritiya, that in the seventh canto it's mentioned that one can perform this Shraddha ceremony for his forefathers on this day. This Akshaya means inexhaustible. And it's described that it's understood that whatever done on this day is gets some permanent result like that. That is the. So actually, there's a quick glance on the internet about Akshaya Tritiya that gives so many a big list of different things that took place on this day. Even Srila Prabhupada founded his League of Devotees on this Akshaya Tritiya. And it's also maybe the most important, can't say most important, but Parashram, they say, is the appearance day of Lord Parashram. I mentioned probably before that we went there, had that opportunity. Of course, sometimes there's Srila Prabhupada mentioned sometime that there was some controversy at different places where what took place where. So he was not so much didn't put too much stress on that. There was some controversy. He said, don't put that in the Back to Godhead magazine there. But anyway, according to Bhakti Ratnakar, this Narahari Chakravarti, he said that this place, Runkatagram, just north of Agra, means one hour south of Vrindavan. This place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited on his way to Vrindavan, as described by this Narahari Chakravarti, that Runkatagram, Runkata comes from the word Renuka, who is the mother of Parashram. And so this place is described by this Narahari Chakravarti as the birthplace of Parashram. So this is today the appearance day of Parashram. It's also the day that the Ganges, when Bhagirath performed his austerities to bring the Ganges to the earth planet to deliver his forefathers, the Akshaya Tritiya is the day that the Ganges came to the earth, they said. And it's also the day that Vyasadev began his narration of Mahabharata, his dictation to Ganesh. And it's supposed to be the day that Sudama came to Dwarka to see his childhood friend Krishna. And Krishna, he gave him some chipped rice. By that offering of chipped rice, Krishna gave him inexhaustible ikshaya opulences. This is today also, Akshaya Tritiya is the day that they begin Chandan Yatra. Some deities, Singhachalam, there's a Nrisingadev deity that is covered with Chandan all year. Very angry deity, Nrisingha in his angry form. So they cover him with Chandan, and then there's one day of the year they take the chandan off and begin again covering it with chandan. So, one more thing is there. I found it says, there was a couple more. I think I didn't write them all down. But in Jagannath Puri, on Akshaya Tritiya, the Rath Yatra carts are, the construction begins because of this auspicious day. So it's this auspicious day. Everyone can... just like, what is that? Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he says that Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani Jatanai Palani Koli, that the Madhavatiti is the special days, Ekadashi and appearance days of the Lord. Today is the appearance day of Lord Parashram. They're Bhakti Janani, the mother of devotion. Jatane Palane Kori, that observes them. So by observing such special days, one can advance quickly in his devotional service. Just like, of course, devotional service is transcendental. Anytime, Ahaitakiya Pratyata, there's no diminution, there's no cause, material cause or impediment. One can perform devotional service in any time and place or circumstance. Niyamata, smaranena kala. One should take every advantage, but especially on these special days, to take, one can, especially for those who are not like fully engaged, as most householders, they have their family responsibilities and duties all to perform according in relation with the body and the family. So it's not like life of a brahmachari or sannyasi who are fully engaged. Brahmachari means brahmacharity iti brahmachari. He's always engaged in spiritual activities. And sannyasis, of course, they're supposed to be like that. But householders, they can take especially opportunity to, on these special occasions, to become more fixed in their service to the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives some instructions like that. He says that you have Ekadasi. Ekadasi in Vedic times, actually a 3-day program. Dasami, Ekadasi, and Dwadasi, you follow different vowels are there. And then Chaturmasya for 4 months, so 3 days, 4 months, and then simply these days, Madhavatiti. Okay, so anything else? Comment on the verses. In this way, the personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form of Vishnu maintains the entire material world. Since he is always beyond the material qualities, the material nature cannot touch him. Vyasadeva, when he sat in meditation on the instructions of Narad Muni, he was sitting on the banks of the Saraswati and he saw the Supreme Lord, and Maya was, what is the verse? Bhakti Yogena. Huh? Yaya Samohito Jiva?
Bhakti Yogena.
Oh, uh-huh. Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyak Pranihite Male Apasyat Purusham Purnam Mayam Chad Tadapashram. Yes, great, thank you. He saw like that. He saw the Supreme Lord and the yoga, but by his process of bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga in a manasi, in his mind, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Maya who is situated behind him. All right, Krishna, anything, comments, questions? No? All right, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jaya.